Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Well, my friends, just like that, the DC, the District of Columbian Police Force, has decided they're no longer going to be basically a sanctuary city. They're going to at least not oppose the efforts put forth by, they're going to cooperate basically with ICE and federal authorities when it comes to folks who are here illegally. The magic of that, the magic of pressure, and folks out there saying that Trump doesn't know how to negotiate himself out of a wet paper bag as Putin was flying into Canada. I saw those protesters. You might know that Putin and Trump are going to be meeting here. We'll hear more and talk more about that once we have more information about that. But people are still saying Trump can't negotiate himself out of a paper bag, blah, blah, blah. But look at what's happening out there, my friends. I want to talk a little bit about a couple things. One, I want to talk just briefly about the number, I guess the population of illegal aliens living in this country. What has happened to that number, according to research, in the past, well, since Trump took office, since January? It's astonishing. I mean, it's exactly what we would expect, but I think that the number is even bigger than what we would have expected. So we've got that out there that I want to talk about. Gavin Newsom held a press conference yesterday. Governor Pritzker, by the way, they're both jockeying for being the front runner for the Democratic nominee for president of the United States. And they're out there trying to pretend to be tough guys. Gavin Newsom held a press conference. I've got some sound bites from that. Gavin Newsom's trying to lead the charge on blue states redistricting, which I don't know what's left for blue states to redistrict. I think they've pretty much squeezed as much juice out of that lemon as they possibly can. But they have Gavin Newsom's out there calling for more blue states to join in the redistricting so as to offset what might happen in Texas, what might happen here in my state of Indiana. I think I saw that Trump is looking at Missouri and splitting up. Well, of course, the state has to do this, but talking or researching or maybe beginning the process of lobbying, splitting up the districts serving the Kansas City, Missouri area to get more red districts in Missouri. Those are the possibilities. That's where we're headed. I've got some interesting little side stories that kind of fit into there as well that we'll get to in due course, my friends. Before we get started, this program is brought to you in part by our friends at Solti. Solti is an all-natural supplement that has been clinically proven, scientifically proven to improve your heart health. It lowers cholesterol. It has done that for lots of folks. May be able to do it for you as well. As you age, as you think more about your long-term health, you think about important, vital parts of your body, like your heart. This is a great place to start. It lowers cholesterol. It's good for your heart. It's a supplement. It's not a drug. It's safe. I take it. Go to Solteea.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, to learn more. I mean, poke around. See, read about it. But you can learn more there. You can also get the product with my name, Todd, as a promo code, as a discount code, and you're going to save 50% off your first purchase and get free shipping on top of that. This is a very affordable, very good first step in taking care of your heart health. Solteea.com, promo code Todd. All right, I want to start here. I mentioned off the top that I just want to spend a little bit of time here. I mentioned this in today's Todd Talk, which you'll be able to hear on the web. Well, we've changed some things. I think it's still on the website. But here we go. You can at least read the short Todd Talks on the website. So this is from the Center for Immigration Studies. Now, there's a lot of information in here. The overall study finds by analyzing, researching the raw data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics Household Survey. That's officially called the Current Population Survey. That's not the official census, but there's surveys to give us data and information in between those censuses, which are taken every 10 years. After analyzing that, two numbers are reported here. First, analysis of the CPS data shows that the total foreign-born population of all ages, both in and out of the labor force, declined an unprecedented 2.2 million from January to July, the largest six-month decline within the same year. Non-citizens accounted for all of the fallout in the total foreign-born. The naturalized, listen to this too, the naturalized U.S. citizen population has actually increased some since January. So legal citizenship, naturalized citizenship is increasing. Folks that are here illegally, decreasing. We preliminarily estimate, says the Center for Immigration Studies, we preliminarily, boy, it's a tongue twister, estimate that the illegal immigrant population declined an astonishing, you ready for this? Since January, 1.6 million people. 1.6 million people. They estimate that to be approximately 10% of the overall illegal immigrant population in this country. Some people think that there's a higher number of illegal aliens living here, which would make that a smaller percentage, but that is a significant amount of people. So now they say after the decrease, there are 14.2 million illegal aliens residing in this country today. As in comparison to what would that be? 15.8 million that they believe were living here in January. Confirmation of the decline in the illegal immigrant population can be seen in the 10% decrease in the number of non-citizens from Latin America who indicated they arrived in the U.S. in 1980 or later. So results matter. You know, that's the subject of today's Todd Talk, was why, when did we as a people, I know you as an individual don't think like this, but when did we as Americans decide that this level, not the success that we've had since January, but the mess that we had prior to January, when did we come to agree that it was acceptable for our government to be this pathetic at solving problems? Or if you want to take even the more cynical view, when did it become acceptable to believe, to be okay with the government creating these problems? I mean, there are excuses a mile long as to why the government couldn't do anything. We were told that we could never even secure the border. I go back to 2016 when Trump was saying, build that wall. And people scoffed and mocked and made fun of and ridiculed and everything else. That's not going to stop anybody. People will climb over walls. Meanwhile, Every day, every single one of us uses walls. It is remarkable to me. I used to say on this program when Trump was saying build that wall and people said walls don't work, I used to go down to the studio when it was in our old home studio and I would start the program by saying it's a miraculous thing. I'm down here in the studio. The walls worked again last night. They held up the structure of this home. They kept in the summertime, the hot air out, the cool air in. They kept in the wintertime, the warm air in and the cold air out. They kept out. We lived, it was a wooded property. There was woods that came up to the back of the house. It kept out all of the wildlife that was back there. The raccoons and possums and chipmunks and whatever else. Coyotes, deer, kept them out. I was amazed. And on top of that, there was a door in the wall. You know, you cut a door into the wall and you can open and close the door. The door was big. The door was beautiful. As Trump likes to refer to a big, beautiful door in the wall. And it worked. Walls work. Reminds me, I said this, of a Seinfeld. Again, it's not just walls, right? There's other things that have to happen. That I said that from day one. Wall meant physical wall, but it meant more, right? It meant securing the border by increasing technology, surveillance, more personnel. It also meant eventually once we secured the border, we were going to start deporting people, and this is what's happened. It is a remarkable success. I started to say it reminds me of a Seinfeld. Most things do, but I'm one of my favorite Seinfelds. George had a girlfriend who was administering IQ tests. And so George found out Elaine had a very high IQ. So George was going to go over to take an IQ test, sneak out of the apartment in the room where she had set him up. His girlfriend had set him up to take the IQ test, give the test to Elaine. He was going to then sneak back into the room and then hand the test that Elaine had taken on his behalf to impress the girl with how intelligent George was. Well, of course, as it always did, these things fell apart. And George had to admit that he still lied. But he said he went to the coffee shop to take the test. And she said, "I didn't see you leave." And he said, "Why do you mean?" And she said, "Well, I was sitting out by the door and I didn't see you walk by." And he said, "What do you mean? I didn't need to take the door. I've got a perfectly good window right here in the bedroom that I went in and out of." And regardless if it's a door or a window, he didn't walk through the wall is the point. Walls work, and what Trump has done has worked. It is a demonstrable fact. There is no more arguing about it. Now, if you look at the argument is whether or not Trump should be doing these things. But again, it's just fascinating to me to watch this. You actually have Democrats who are arguing for people who are here illegally without permission in violation of the law to be able to be allowed to stay for reasons that they cannot articulate. They'll say things like, well, they've been breaking the law for a long time. They have families here. They haven't broken any other laws. In fact, they'll start saying ridiculous things like, it's actually safer. If this whole country, if all the white men were moved out and we just moved in illegal aliens from Central and Latin America, the crime rate would basically go to zero. We wouldn't have to worry about Washington, D.C. because we'd fill it with people who are better at not committing violent crime, which is all this is idiotic nonsense. This is not rooted at all in reality. I don't care what they say. And the results speak for themselves. Now, shifting gears a little bit here, let's talk about where I want to move past the illegal immigrant number, which I wanted to share with you off the top. I want to kind of pick up a little bit on, because I want to talk about Newsom here. I want to talk about the campaign is already beginning. The midterm campaign is already beginning. And, of course, people are jockeying to be the Democrat nominee and eventually the Republican nominee for president of the United States, in spite of what Newsom says. Newsom says if we don't get Trump under control, he's running for a third term. Trump is not going to be running for a third term. But anyway, be that as it may, Be that as it may, let's talk a little bit about what's happening in Washington, D.C., because I alluded to it off the top as well. Before I do that, though, my friends, let me just remind you that if your business is looking to have logoed products, and this could be anything from polos, hats, trade show materials, promotional products, premium items, something with your logo on them, something with your message on them, we are here to help you at Red, White, and Brand. RedWhiteAndBrand.com. In fact, I'll give you a couple of things that we've recently helped folks with. One, we've got a company that needs, I say we because it's a division of our of the show. It's a division of, it's one of the ways that we keep things moving forward here with our overall business and growing and, you know, increasing the reach of this program. But working on some logoed shoe covers. These are actually really nice for a company. These are the things that a technician, a service technician, would put on his feet to make sure he doesn't dirty the carpets and the floors in the home that he's working on. Also, of course, I've done some hats. We're doing a custom product for a nonprofit. It's a desktop item that is a door that is part of a campaign, a fundraising campaign that we're working on as well. And that's just, obviously, there's other things that we can do as well. But that just gives you an idea. RedWhiteAndBrand.com is where you can go. Promo code Todd saves you 10%. And if you order online, you'll get free shipping as well. RedWhiteAndBrand.com, promo code Todd. All right, so let's talk now a little bit about Washington, D.C. I alluded to this off of the top. This is the DailyWire.com. I have to pull this back up because I put it aside. Let's look here. Headline of this piece: Trump effect. D.C. police will break from sanctuary city policies. Will cooperate with ICE. Members may assist federal immigration enforcement agencies with the following: sharing information about persons not in MPD custody. On Thursday, that would have been yesterday, my friends, following President Trump's determined violent crime crackdown in Washington, D.C., the city's police department has decided to break from its existing policy as a sanctuary city to cooperate with immigrations and customs enforcement, that of course being ICE. Now, really quickly, what's a sanctuary city? I say this, I know some, most of you know this. You might know what it is in theory, but not specifically. But basically, a sanctuary city is a city, and this can be a state too. It's an opportunity for people on the left to virtue signal. This is where they say, look, we're all human, no one can be illegal. If you've been living in our community and you're undocumented, right? That's the term that they like to use. You're undocumented. You don't have your legal papers. Trying to make it sound like it's no big deal. You can be in their community and they're not going to cooperate with federal authorities when it comes to identifying you or deporting you. So now, by the law, they cannot interfere with, say, ICE doing a raid or whatever they're doing to enforce the law, but they don't have to cooperate. And it's so ridiculous. It's not just that these cities say, look, you can do whatever you want. Don't ask us to give you the manpower and the tax dollars to go on these raids. That I can see. Okay, I can understand that. That might not be a priority for law enforcement in the city. I'm not saying I agree, don't misunderstand, but at least I can see that logic. Hey, look, we've got other problems. We can't devote manpower to this. We're not going to get in your way, but hey, you do what you got to do. We're working on these other things, right? In D.C., for example, they could say, look, we're fourth in the nation in homicides, so we're trying to figure out how to keep people from murdering people and to hold to account those who did murder people, solve these murders, call people to justice, and all that sort of thing. But that's not where this stops. It's actually very petulant. In fact, as I think about it, these aren't sanctuary cities. These are petulant cities. These are crybaby cities. These are toddlers throwing a tantrum cities. Because what happens is, if they get someone that they know that ICE wants, there's been examples of ICE calling these cities, these law enforcement agencies, hey, I see that you picked up, you know, this individual. This is some person that we've been trying to find to send through the deportation process. We'll come by and pick him up tomorrow at 3. No, you won't, because the law enforcement will release him onto the streets and not tell you, not cooperate, not answer the call, not return the email, none of this stuff. And so they're trying to do everything in their power to provide sanctuary. Now, that is an accurate term in that sense, but it's sanctuary for people who aren't supposed to be here. So you could say it's an illegal sanctuary, an illegal protection of someone. They don't have the right to be here, and they're trying to protect them. And so Trump has said this stuff is going to stop. We're not going to have this. These things, when you look at safety in cities and illegal immigration, in spite what the left tries to tell you, these things go hand in hand, my friends. They go hand in hand. I mean, especially when you talk about the worst of the worst. I mean, these are people who are drug dealers, who have been in human trafficking, who have violent histories, who are members of gangs like Tren de Aragua or MS-13. Sanctuary cities are protecting these individuals. And Washington, D.C. was, until Trump increased the pressure and took things over, and they realized, look, he's not going to just step aside here, because part of the problem in what D.C. is doing when it comes to local law enforcement is that they're not really addressing people who are criminals and who are illegal aliens. And so Trump said there's not going to be any more of this. I'm taking over. That's not the sole reason. Don't misunderstand me. It's a big part of it. A big part of it. So back to this article. Sanctuary cities, it says, generally restrict local law enforcement from notifying federal immigration enforcement authorities about individuals not in custody. Sometimes it's in custody, by the way. Sometimes they literally, I've read the stories, police have to pick these people up outside the courthouse in the parking lot because they refuse to hold them until ICE comes in and there's a peaceful and safe transfer of someone who has been detained. They'll release the person when ICE, they know ICE is trying to apprehend the person. Some examples include Boston, Chicago, New York City, San Francisco, San Diego. A press release signed by Washington, D.C. Police Chief Pamela A. Smith stated, quote, effective immediately, members may assist federal immigration enforcement agencies with the following, sharing information about persons not in MPD custody during traffic stops, providing transportation for federal immigration agency employees and detained subjects, NBC4's Mark Seagraves reported. So now we've got D.C. caving after a few days on the sanctuary city policies. This is great for law and order. This is what needs to be done. By the way, if the left doesn't like the law, then try to change the law. You can't prevent law enforcement from doing their job and enforcing the law, which is exactly what Trump has been trying to do. I have to take a time out, my friend. Sit tight. You're listening here to Conservative Not Better Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back in just a minute.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Welcome back, my friends. Let's be honest, when your financial world starts getting a little more complicated, you need more than one size fits all advice. That's where Full Suite Wealth shines. Their team specializes in working with families and individuals at your level, offering personalized guidance that goes far beyond the basics, far beyond mutual funds and investments and things like that. This is once your financial world becomes just more complicated, big enough to where you need to have people help you manage your investment portfolio and protect your legacy. So, from private equity and private credit to options, strategies, and coordinated legal planning, Full Suite Wealth helps you see the big picture and make confident decisions about your legacy. It's about having a dedicated team, helping you, guiding you every step of the way so you can focus on what matters most, your family, your goals, your future. Want real financial confidence in your financial life? Well, visit FullSuiteWealth.com. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. So I want to shift gears a little bit here. We're talking about the success that Trump has had. We're talking about, I say the success Trump has had. This is success for the American people. These are the outcomes that need to happen. I mean, all we're basically doing is cheering on an individual who has decided that the status quo that we have been told is normal and acceptable and reasonable and good and maybe even worthy of awards and special recognition for these politicians who have driven this nation headfirst into the ground for decades. Trump says that's unacceptable. It's unacceptable with what's been happening on the southern border. It's unacceptable with what's been happening in crime, with crime in our nation's cities. It's not going to happen anymore. And Trump is deporting and securing cities, making them, well, in the case of D.C., making it safer, getting rid of violent criminals. And oh, by the way, getting rid of Democrat voters who are here illegally as well. So he's cleaning up the city and he's also realizing, look, as I shift now to the thinking, the political thinking, not just what needs to be done for the nation, but now Trump's thinking, this is the way I see it. You know, Trump realizes he's not going to be on the ballot, right? He's not going to be on the ballot. I don't care what Gavin Newsom says. I don't care what the media says. I don't care what the Democrats say. This is all scare tactics. It's all just to fit into the narrative with Trump being a dictator, right? A fascist king or whatever it is that they want to call him, even if it's contradictory terms, just whatever they can say that sticks, that makes him look like the most dangerous person ever in the history of the world to be leading a country. Trump realizes that while there are some contenders for people, and he'll say good things about them, J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, I mean, who knows? Someone like Vivek Ramaswamy. I mean, that name's not been coming up in a while. But, you know, you start looking at some of these, there are people that could step in. And I've been impressed with Marco Rubio. I'm still, open to J.D. Vance, whatever. It doesn't really matter necessarily at this point to me. But Trump realizes that, I do think he realizes this, that he is not... of course, going to be able to run, and he's not going to run. And so there's not going to be another Trump in our lifetimes. I don't know that there will ever be another Trump, at least for a long, 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 long time in this country anyway. I've said to my wife, I've said to some friends in conversation, I've probably mentioned it on this program, I enjoy this while it lasts. Enjoy it. I think that a lot of people are taking note. I think Marco Rubio has taken note. I think J.D. Vance takes note, but he's got a little bit different personality as far as just like dropping the hammer like Trump does. I mean, not a lot of people can do this. I was talking with a friend last night about this. You know, you have, we're not going to see this again. Trump's political instincts are unbelievably good. And his ability to navigate multiple things at a time and to not be bothered by the negative attacks against him. In fact, I think he's almost energized by those. This is so different from how the average person functions. It's really hard for most people to get inside of the mind of President Trump when it comes to that. And so I think as he's thinking about this, he knows who the Democrats are now. I don't know if he really did the beginning of his first term. I think he learned in his first term. I also think that four-year intermission when he lost in 2020, I think I said it at the time back when he lost, but I said they're going to come to regret. I think if Trump wins in 2024, which he did, I said this back in 2020, probably 2021, I think the Democrats will, if given the choice, will have said we wished Trump would have been president in 2020 versus 2024. Because he had 4 years to pause and to think and to really strategize and to get things together and to say, I just don't care about certain things. I'm going to hit the ground running. They gave him more preparation time. In hindsight, I hated those years that that Biden was president. I hated the Obama years too. But I love the reality that I think it created a more, I don't know, a refocused administration. One who's, I mean, August, so 8 months in, is that right? 7 months in? We got a ways to go here. But we don't have a whole lot of time before the midterms, which could stop a lot of what Trump's trying to do. So he's thinking about the midterms. I think he's thinking about how do we continue when I'm not in the picture. I mean, Trump is a one-man political machine. And it's going to take a team of multiple people to even come remotely close to what Trump's able to accomplish. Now, who knows? I mean, things could change, and I don't know. Maybe some of this opposition is really going to be damaged in such a way that they're going to lose political power to really be able to stop him with some of this crazy stuff. Who knows? That's left to be determined. But Trump's strategizing. He's thinking about what to do next. He's thinking about, you know, hey, we've got to keep Congress. We have to be willing to step in and make some tough political calls, like this redistricting stuff. It's not going to be popular. There could be some backlash. But Trump doesn't make any, I mean, he's not pretending like it's something it's not. He's telling people openly, which I love, which is refreshing to me. He says, look, we're trying to win. We're trying to make sure that we have a Republican majority through this, you know, the second half of my administration. And so we're going to look at redistricting. The Democrats have done it everywhere. Gavin Newsom's out there saying more blue states should step up and do this. But this is Trump's perspective as he's looking forward. He's trying to create scenarios that give Republicans a better statistical chance at winning elections, maintaining power, to prevent this nation from heading back in the same radically extreme direction that it was heading all of these other years. Now, all of that being said, you've got two guys on the other side, at least two. There's going to be others that stand up as well. But I think there's two main voices on the other side that are jockeying for the Democrat nomination for president of the United States. Gavin Newsom from the People's Republic of California and J.D. Pritzker from the People's Republic of Illinois. So they're both out there doing their things, but Newsom calls this press conference. He calls a press conference to respond to Trump. At this press conference, he calls on other blue states to stand up to Trump, to redistrict, to try to get as many Democrat seats as possible to offset what is maybe inevitable in the state of Texas, right? So Texas is going to be looking to have a special session to do this. And it looks like that very well may be what happens. There might be multiple more Republican districts in Texas in the 2026 election because of this redistricting. So Newsom says, hey, you have forced us, President Trump. I've gone through this. He knows that this is almost like a third rail in politics. He knows that redistricting, there could be political ramifications for this. He knows that people may not like the idea that you're redrawing districts to keep Democrats in power, or in the case of Texas, Republicans in power. And some constituents, some voters may not like that. Others may love it. But Newsom's trying to blame it on Trump. We're doing it because Trump made us. In fact, the name of the movement is, I don't know, it's, I'd have to read it to you, but it basically insinuates or even straight out states that this is done in retaliation or in response to what Trump is doing. So Newsom's up there. He has a press conference. A lot of journalists show up. Not many people in the audience. In fact, people took pictures and said that there's more journalists there than members in attendance. So that's where I want to leave you. I'm out of time here this segment. We'll pick it up on the other side of the break. Maybe play a soundbite or two to give you a flavor. But I've got to take a break. Sit tight, my friends. Back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment of the week. I know it's discouraging, but hang in there, my friends. You can go listen to archives of this program at toddhuffshow.com. You can look at some of the Todd Talks there. There's other content. Maybe get caught up on some things that you missed, but I understand the feelings, my friends. But let's talk really quickly about something important. That's your money. You worked hard for your money, no matter what the folks on the left say. You worked hard for your money, but is it working hard for what you believe in? At 48 Financial, they specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that do not align with your faith and your values, and they will help us help you create a plan that fits your goals and your purposes based upon what you tell them your priorities are, what matters most to you. So you can go and take an assessment to see how your current investments, what you are invested in right now, how those investments align against your values. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, what are they supporting? What are they doing? Are they supporting abortion? Are they supporting the trans agenda? Are they supporting things that run contrary to your beliefs? Or are they in alignment? That could be the possibility as well. My friends, that would be a good thing. All you have to do to take that assessment, it's easy. I've taken it. You can too. 48financial.com/Todd is the website. 48financial.com/Todd. 48 Financial, helping you align your money with your mission. All right. So that being said, I told you I'd get into this in the final segment. Do as much. I set the stage for Gavin Newsom. I said that he had a press conference. I said that there was more, people had taken pictures and said that there's more media and folks that are part of this than actual attendees. By the way, this is called, what is the name of this stupid thing? It's on the pictures of, if you see the press conference, you can see the podium. The podium, it's, I'm trying to think, it says the Election Rigging Response Act. That's what they've called this because they can't take the blame. They want to say we're responding. Trump made us do it. Trump made us do all the bad things that he's doing. He made us do them. We didn't have any choice. The devil made us do it, which of course they'll say is Trump. And so they didn't have any choice. This is temporary. This is different. This is different from what Trump's doing. We have to do this in response because I guess there's some unwritten law somewhere that says Democrats are entitled to a certain number of seats, Republicans are entitled to a certain number of seats, and that's how this is supposed to be done. But that's not how it's supposed to be done. This has actually been done by politicians for a long time. California is overwhelmingly Democratic districts. There's not many more blue districts to squeeze out of there, but they think they can get 5 to offset Texas. But, I mean, do this at your own peril, Newsom, because now this is going to give more fire to Republicans who are looking to do this in other states like Indiana, maybe Missouri. I don't know. There's others as well. This, when it all shakes out, is probably going, if these states go through with redistricting, this is probably going to favor red states more than blue states. Blue states have already done this, and they've done this sometimes under the guise of some independent council or committee. Some blue ribbon commission, a non-political, non-partisan groups that they tell us about that always somehow find ways to favor the Democrat Party and the left. But I think that this is potentially going to help Republicans. If Republicans have the ability to see this through, then it could help the Democrats. Anyway, I don't have a lot of time here. I just want to give you a flavor of some of the things that Newsom's saying as he's trying to also simultaneously kick off his presidential campaign. But here he is making comments at this press conference about why California is going to be doing this election rigging response act, which is effectively the same thing that Texas is trying to do to redistrict to get more in Texas Republican districts and California more Democrat districts. Here's Gavin Newsom making the case from the podium.
It's Liberation Day in the state of California.
Liberation
Day. Senator Schiff said.
Woo! Senator Schiff. Yeah.
Donald Trump, he's under investigation. The bear, and we will punch back. And here we are in open and plain sight before one vote is cast in the 2026 midterm election. And here he is once again trying to rig the system. He doesn't play by a different set of rules. He doesn't believe in the rules.
What a dumb thing to say. He does believe in the rules. That's why he that's why he's asking Texas to do this. By the way, if it's against the rules for Texas to do this, how are you doing this? If it's against Texas, the rules for Texas to do this now, how's it against the rules for you to do this in the past, for the state of Illinois to do this egregiously in the past? How, I mean, again, they are piggybacking, speaking to off of a narrative and speaking to a bunch of people that hate Trump and that are committed to the Democrat agenda so much that they don't even care. They don't think about any of the context. They don't think about this as rational people. If it's okay for Trump to do it, if it's okay for Democrats to do it, why isn't it okay for Trump to do it? By the way, perhaps the best part, I don't have any time left. I'm running out of time here. But perhaps the most intriguing part of this entire thing to me, I saw reports, I can't confirm them, I want to believe this, that during this speech, this event that Gavin Newsom was running, Trump, the administration, sent ICE. And the ICE was arresting people who are in this country illegally who were outside of the event. So checkmate, I guess, Gavin. Gotta go, friends. Have a good weekend. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Baumann-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.